paragraph bays. V'alkein ikar hadas Yisroel. V'ikar hayahadus toloi bezokon upeis. And this is why the main concept of Jewish law, the main concept of the Jewish religion, and the main Yiddishkeit of a person is dependent on the beard and peis, ubohem nikar hayehudi. And that's the most obvious way that we recognize a Jew as being different from non-Jews, the beard and peis. Rav Nosson Zal again lived in Europe. He lived in Russia, you know, which is part of what we call part of Europe also, Ashkenazic, you know, in the Ashkenazic Jewish world. And there, especially at that time and until today, the way that a Jew was recognized from among non-Jews was by the beard and peis. We know that by Avraham Avinu, we're told that Hashem said to Avraham Avinu, the Arizal points this out, that because you were a Jew, because you were different from the others, therefore I'm going to bless you, etc., etc. And the Pasuk says, Ekev asher shom Avraham b'koili, because Avraham Avinu listened to me. The word Ekev, ayin kuf beis, equals 172, which the Arizal says is two times peah. That again, Avraham Avinu had peyos, which set him apart from the other nations. We know that today there are many nations of the world, even, and many non-Jews who have a beard. Lahavdil, the Islamic guys, and others. But peyos are something that usually no other nation has other than the Jews. So that these two are considered the most obvious markings that distinguish a Jew from non-Jews. Ki ubohem nikar hayehudi, and it's through the beard and peis that a Jew is visible, that a Jew is recognized, ki hu mizera beirach Hashem, that he is from the children, from the blessed children of Hashem, mizera Yisrael, from the Jews. Umi sheruach acheres imoy chas v'sholem, and when a Jew decides to turn away from Hashem, to turn away from his Yiddishkeit, v'roitze lichbor chas v'shalom b'lekei Yisrael, and he wants to reject Hashem, tchilas hakfirahu shemashlich chas v'shalom e'olav hazokon v'apeis. Usually one of the first indications is that he disregards, he throws away the beard and peis, chas v'shalom. Ki be'emes kol das Yisrael hakodosh hu tolui bezokeinu peis. Because in reality, the truth is that our entire holy religion is dependent on the beard and peis. Ki kol divrei toiroseinu akdosha v'chol hamitzvois kulam heim bechinas tzimtzumim lahasoga selakusi esporach. Because our entire holy Torah and mitzvahs is all constrictions and kalim and measured units by which we can understand Hashem and relate to Hashem and connect with Hashem. Kimavur b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains in that chapter in Likutei Moran, Torah Lamed. Ki kol ois v'ois v'chol teva v'teva mitoraseinu akdoshe shebichsav u'balpeh, because each and every single letter and each and every single word of the written Torah and the oral Torah, v'chol mitzvah mitzvah, and each and every commandment, v'chol minhog kosher shel Yisrael, and each and every single religious custom of the Jewish people, am kodosh v'hanivchor, this holy chosen nation, kulam heim shiurin v'tzimtzumim, they are all measurements and shapes and forms by which she'al yodom yizku lahasig elukus yizborach, by which we are zeichet to understand Hashem and connect to Hashem. Kol chad kifumande meshar belibe, each and every single person according to their capacity, according to what they're capable of. Kefi asher yizke al yidei avoidosoi v'yigiosoi b'toyro v'mitzvos ma'asim toivim, to the degree that the person is zeichet to work at serving Hashem with Torah, mitzvos, good deeds, v'yifroish mima'asim roim, and to go away, to turn away from doing bad deeds. So that our entire, the Torah, the mitzvahs, both in written form and in the way we perform it, is all kalim. It's tzimtzumim. It's physical forms, physical shapes and forms by which we relate and connect Hashem. For example, tefillin. We know tefillin is a box. It's got to be square. And it's got to have a box on top of a base. It's got to be made from leather, not gold or silver or chocolate. And it's got to be from a kosher animal. And it's got all the different laws that define the physical form of tefillin. Then comes the pshat, remez, drush, soy, the revealed portion of the Torah, and everything it tells us about tefillin, whereby, for example, the Gemara quotes a pasuk that when the goyim will see the name of Hashem upon you, they will fear you and respect you. And the Gemara says that refers to the tefillin shebaroish, that's the tefillin shelroish, which impose fear and respect upon all the other nations of the world for the Jewish people. And then there's the ruchnius, there's the drush and soid, there's the chassidus and the kabbalah, which gives us all of their insights as to what tefillin is all about, why Hashem's name is mentioned exactly 21 times in the parshias of Rosh and in the parshias Shel Yad, why tefillin cannot be taken into the bathroom and tzitzis can, all the different laws and factors and details related to each and every one of the mitzvahs are what connect us to Hashem. This is a keli, this is a pipe by which we receive Hashem's light, by which we understand Hashem, connect to Hashem, relate to Hashem. V'chol elu ha-tzimtzumim v'hashiurim, and all of these shapes and forms and measurements, b'chinas shiurin di'asvan doiraisa, such as the measurements of the letters of the Torah, the shapes and forms of the letters of the Torah, we know the Tikkuni Zohar in the Hakdama has pages and pages explaining the letter Aleph, the shape of the letter Aleph, the Yud on top, the Yud on bottom, the Vav in the middle, and giving all kinds of assorted explanations, how that corresponds to all the 10 spheroids and the different worlds and the myth, all in the shape of the Aleph, in that symptom, the way the Aleph is written exactly like this and not differently. And the kulam heim bechinas sarois kanal. They are all like the hair. They are just like the hairs on our head are these little wires coming out of the head. So too the oisius of the Torah are like wires that are plugged into Hashem, by which the light of Hashem is transmitted. Ki v'chulam nimshochim misayrois dedikno kadisho v'hapeis. And all of these letters of the Torah and all of these tzimtzumim all draw from the hairs of the beard and the peis. Ki kol saira v'saira mehapeis sumiadikno kadisho v'yakira. Kulam heim bechinas tzinoirois elyoinim v'tzimtzumim kedoshim shemishom nimshach kol chochmas ha-toyrak doshav ha-mitzvois sh'al yodo masigen elekus yisbora. Because each and every single hair of the peis and the holy beard, the holy precious beard, are all heavenly pipes and constrictions through which the chochma of the Torah and the mitzvahs is transmitted, and through which we're able to understand Hashem and relate to Hashem. Kitleisar tikunei dikno kadisha hem keneged shloishes remidoi shatoyra nedreshes bohem. Because the 13 parts of the beard, which the Zohar HaKadosh speaks about, correspond to the 13 formulas by which we explain the Torah. Everything and anything in the Torah can only be understood correctly and studied properly via those 13 formulas, which correspond to the 13 parts of the beard. Shehem Klolius HaTorah Kedosha. They sum up the entire Torah. They comprise the entire Torah. Oy lemi shenoygeya chas v'shalom lahashchis saira achas me'adikno kadisha v'apeis b'shot b'nefesh u'b'zodoyn u'b'mal. Woe is to that person who lifts a hand to destroy one hair of the holy beard and peis intentionally. Oy loy, oy lenafshoy. Woe is to that person, woe is to that person's soul. Ki oiker atzmoy venafshoy melekei Yisrael, because he's uprooting himself, he's disconnecting himself from Hashem, the Hashem of the Jewish people. Ve'ein loy chelik b'toiras Moshe, he's chas v'shalom unplugging himself from the Torah of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oy lenafshon ki gomlu lehem ro, woe is to those people who have done such a terrible thing to themselves. And again, Rav Nosson Zal here is addressing specifically what was really getting started during his time, the Reform Movement, which Rav Nosson Zal mentioned in a previous halacha, how that started in Germany and in the associated countries, where those people started becoming less interested in Torah, especially Torah Shebal Peh, and becoming more interested in secular wisdoms, music, secular culture. And again, one of the clearest indications of change, of that, those winds of change at that time, were that they started removing their beard and peis. They didn't want to look like Jews anymore. They didn't want to look different from the non-Jews where they were at that time. And again, the non-Jewish look was a completely clean-shaven face with a razor, Rachmana Litzlan. Ubishvil's Sorab Nosson Zal saw this and knew, and in the previous halacha, he explained and he showed the connection between the two. And here he's connecting it again, that the kesher to Torah, the kesher to Chochma of Hashem, is through the beard and peis. When a person decides that they want to walk away from the Chochmah of Hashem, the Torah of Hashem, and they want to connect to secular knowledge, secular wisdom, you know, reform, that path, that's when they the way they do it, the way they cut the connection, is by cutting off, removing entirely the beard and peis, chas v'shalom. ובשביל זה נספשתו בבוינסינו הורבים מאויד חוכמס הפילוסופיו והפיקורסיס במדינס אשכנז וסביבויסיים. And this is why, sadly, unfortunately, due to our many sins, the wisdom of philosophy and apikursis has started spreading tremendously in the Ashkenazic countries. He refers especially to Germany, Russia, who are fighting, trying to wipe out the Torah, the Judaism, Yiddishkeit, and replace it with secular wisdoms. Music, culture, art, sciences. Sheporku me'aleim be'elu hadoyrois oil malchus shamayim legamri, whereby these people have removed from themselves totally, in our times, in our generations, the yoke of Hashem, the yoke of Judaism, v'hishlichu zekonam v'roiv ha-peis, and they've gotten rid of their beards and most of their peis, you know, either they've wiped out the peis totally or they've cut it very, very short, u'meluboshim b'malbushem v'kanal, and they're dressing like the non-Jews. They're no longer wearing the clothing that identifies a Jew as being Jewish, that separated the Jews from other nations, but rather they're choosing to dress exactly like the non-Jews. Kimavur b'maymar hanal, because Rabbi Nizal explains over there in Torah Lamed, shelefo'omim noifeles hamalchus chochmot hatoanal bein ho'arba malchus, that the malchus is that sphera, it's the lowest one of all the midos of Hashem, of all the spheros, and unfortunately the malchus has the ability to fall out of the ballpark, to fall out of the ring of Kedusha, and to fall among the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. V'zeh b'chinas za'akas moishel baksilim. Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes a pasuk which mentions the scream, the outcry of the ruler among fools. Meaning when the ruler, the malchus, the moishel, falls among Malchus the Sidrachra, which is fools. It's not Chochmah. Their wisdoms are called Xilus, foolishness, compared to the wisdom of the Torah. Shehamalchus tsoyekes bekoil mar al shenofla Chochmosa bein haksilum. The Malchus of Kedusha, this Chochmah Tato, the letters of the Torah, cries out bitterly over the fact that its wisdom, its members, the Jewish people, have fallen, have rejected the Torah, have rejected the Kedusha, and have chosen to be Bein Aksilim, have chosen to be with the fools, with those people who reject Torah knowledge and replace it with secular wisdoms, apikursis. Shehaksil roitzel hischakim, whereby the fool wants to make himself look smart. They want to appear like they're the intelligentsia. The Jews are a bunch of prehistoric cavemen. You know, they have this prehistoric religion and all of these ancient customs and ancient laws, whereas we are modernization. We are today. We are the, what was that word that they used? Renaissance. This Renaissance, you know, New Age. Dahainu shehem roitzim lizgaber chas v'sholem b'chochmas chitzoinius shelahem shehem philosophia of apikursis. They want to try to overtake, to destroy the chochmas haTorah using their chochmas chitzoinius, their alien, their secular wisdoms of philosophy, apikursis, shehem ksilus bemis, which are really foolishness. As a result of the fact that the Chochmah Tatoh, the Malchus, has fallen into exile, that's why these other forces want to take over. They see that the Malchus of Kedusha is not strong, so they think this is a perfect time for a takeover. V'alkenin, therefore, by those people in those countries, especially Germany, destroying their beard, cutting off the beard totally, by doing that, they destroy, they mess up the tzimtzumim, the wires by which we receive Hasogas Elokus, by which we receive Hashem's wisdom. Bechochmat HaTov, they're poigim in the Chochmat HaTov, Bamalchus Kanal. Alkein Aidei Zeh, Mizgaber Chas V'Sholom, Chochmas Chitzoinius, Shu Chochmas HaPhilosophia. That's what strengthens those other wisdoms, those alien cultures and knowledge, which is especially philosophy. V'alkein heim oiskim shom b'chochmas chitzonius b'yoser. That's why they are the ones who are most involved in pushing, in promoting secular knowledge, secular wisdom, especially philosophy, psychology, all of that stuff, Freud, all of that stuff. That's where it came from. Al yidei Berlin, in Berlin, Germany, the big universities of this stuff. Al yidei shemashchisin paas zekonom b'shot benefesh, by their destroying their beards, you know, intentionally, v'oivrim al chamisha lavin b'chol pam, and thereby they violate five lavin in the Torah. There are five laws in the Torah against the person removing the beard with a razor, chas v'shalom. Ki ze toli boze, because these two things are directly related to each other. Chochmos chitzonius, al yidei hashchosas pa'as hazokon hakodosh. The connection to secular wisdoms, to the non-Jewish culture, by removing the beard and peis. Because the beard and peis are the wires that connect us to the Torah. To the Torah, to hasogas elokus, to all kinds of heavenly knowledge. Ube'emes, einom oivrim al chamisha lavin belvad. Rabbi Nosson says the truth is they're not just violating these five laws of the Torah. Ki kishemaschisim pas zekonam ki ilu oivrim al kol haTorah kula. Because when they cut off their beard and payas with a razor, it's as if they're violating the entire Torah, all 613 mitzvahs. Ki kol haTorah kula tluya bazekonam. Because as we just explained to you, the entire Torah is dependent on the beard and payas. You have a house. You have a big house, 10,000 square meters, a gigantic, a mansion. The house has an electric box. All the electricity in that house, every light bulb, every appliance, every electrical appliance, the heating system, the whole battery of that house is in the electric box that's outside the house. You take out that electric box, you've wiped out all the lighting of that house. Rav Nosson Zal explained to Hasira that the electric box of a Jew is his beard and payas. That's the wires that plug you into Hashem. Every hair is a wire. It's like the letters in the Torah that have shapes and forms. That's the shapes and forms of the beard and payas that wire a person to Hashem and to the Torah. Kaliyadei hatar v'hasakin shemerimim aladikno kadisho lashchisach Hashem, because through the razor or the knife that a person picks up to destroy the beard, aliyadei ze mizgaber chas v'shalom malchus amolik. By doing that, he weakens the malchus of kedusha and he strengthens the malchus of amolik, shehu klolius ho arba malchus kanal, who is a combination of all four kingdoms of the sidrach kanal b'maymaral, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, ki amolik hu mizera esov harosho. Because Amalek is the descendant of Esav, and Hashem said to Esav, you live by the sword. And Rabbeinu Zal said over there, what gives Esav strength? When the Malchus of Kedusha becomes weak, that's where they're able to grab onto the Kedusha. They can't grab onto Chesed or Chochmah. They grab, like you tackle somebody, you tackle him from the feet, right? So when the Sitracher wants to tackle the Kedusha, they tackle from the Malchus, the feet. So when the Malchus, the Chochmah Tator, is weakened, that's when the Sitracher is able to grab it and pull it down to itself and thereby bring down, Chas Hashem, the whole binyan of Kedusha. And again, we said Esav is the sword. Shehu bechinas cherev noikemes nekam bris kemur b'maymaral. Rabbeinu Zal over there quotes the pasuk about a sword that avenges pegama bris when there's exactly. Veze bechinas chotchoi la'arba hanemar shom b'maymaral. And that's also what Rabbeinu Zal says there, that when Shmuel Hanavi confronted Agag, the king of Amalek, Shaul HaMelech had been commanded to wipe out all of Amalek, men, women, children, cattle, sheep, don't leave anything around. Shaul HaMelech did not fulfill the commandment of Hashem completely. And when Shmuel HaNovi was told about it by Hashem and he saw how angry Hashem was, he went right away to Shaul HaMelech and he right away went to where Agag was being kept alive, Agag, the king of Amalek. And it says he cut him into four, Chotchoi Ledalid. And Rabbeinu Zal explains over there that Chotchoi LaDalid, the letter Dalid is the symbol of Malchus, of Kedusha. Malchus of Kedusha and Lahavdol the Malchus of the Sitrachra. Shmuel HaNavi cut the Dalid, he separated the Malchus from the four Malchus of the Sitrachra. So again, with a sword, that knife of Kedusha is used either to separate the Malchus of Kedusha from the Malchus of the Sitrachra, or chas v'shalom, as Rav Nosson Zal is implying here, chas v'shalom, when a person lifts up a knife, a razor, to the beard, that kind of thing, then chas v'shalom, he's being poigim in all of this. Ki ikar alias v'tikun hamalchus anal, hu al yedei tikun hacherev digdusha. Because the main aliyah, the main elevation and repair and perfection of the malchus of Kedusha is when the cherev of Kedusha is in perfect order. Shalidei zeh choitchen amalchus, we use that sword of Kedusha to slice away, to sever the malchus, shehi b'chinas dalid, which is represented by the letter dalid, min ho arba malchus, from the four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. B'chinas chotchoi l'arba, as it says over there, Shmuel Hanavi cut into four. He cut l'dalid. Umachnien hacherev shel Esav, and that's how we bring about the defeat of the sword of Esav, shehu malchus Amolek, which is the kingdom of Amolek, b'chinas valchar b'chotich yikanal, as he was told by Yitzchak Avinu, you will live by the sword. Ukeshemerimim chas v'sholom tar v'sakin, shu b'chinas cherev, al azokon hakodosh. Therefore, when a person lifts a razor or a knife, which are like a sword, against the beard, the holy beard, who poigem ma'oid ma'oid ba'malchus tikdusha, he is causing major damage and defectiveness to the malchus of kedusha. Shehi bechinas cherev noikemes nekambris. The malchus of kedusha is this sword that avenges pigama bris. Sheikar yenikoso me'or haponim, whereby the malchus of kedusha draws all of its energy and strength from the Oyer Haponim, as we saw in that chapter in Likutei Moharan. Mibechinas sarois hazokon vapeis kanal, meaning from the hairs of the beard and peis. That's where the malchus of kedusha draws its life. So when a person cuts that, destroys that, umizgaber chas v'sholom charboi shel Esav, that's what gives strength to the sword of Esav, b'chinas malchus Amolek, shehu klolius v'arba malchus, the kingdom of Amolek, which is the a combination of all four kingdoms of the Sitra Achra. V'heim bo'u l'chol zeh al yidei pigam abris, shepog mutchilam. And these people who have rejected Yiddishkeit, who have rejected especially the Torah Shebaal Peh, and replaced it with secular culture and philosophy and psychology, and they're the ones who try to wipe out the Yiddish shtetlach and the religious Jewry at that time. They tried to force Jews to take on secular studies in their schools and to try to force them to go to the secular universities, etc. Rav Nosson Zal says, what brought them to that? They did not get there without first being involved in pigama bris, committing sins with women. Ki bevadai ein odom meirim yodoi lahashchis pa'az zekonoi chas v'sholom, ki im kishepogam tchilo babris koidesh harbe moid. Because a Jew definitely does not lift up his hand to cut off his beard and peis completely unless he was first poigem in bris in a very, very big way. Again, Rav Nosson Zal is talking about those times when all Jews, you know, the standard, the norm was beard and peis. When a person took off his beard and peis, he was walking away. He was leaving the fold. He was leaving Yiddishkeit, And Rav Nosson Zal is saying that this is the way it works. Step A leads to B leads to C. Shaydeze pogam bamoyach. As soon as the person did that, he was poigim in his brain. Bechochmotato kanal. He was poigim in this chochmotato, the malchus. Venizgaru boy machshovois rois, chochmos chitzoinis. And by doing that, by messing up the chochmo, all kinds of bad thoughts and alien cultures attacked him, went into his brain. Ad shehisioi ruach haro lahashchis zekonei chas v'shalom. To the point, I'm sorry, al yidei zeh, by being poigem in bris, he was poigem in his moyach, in the chochmat haTorah. And that led to all kinds of outside thoughts, alien cultures and everything. Chochm chitzonis. Ad shehisioi haruach ro lahashchis zekonei chas v'shalom. Until that evil spirit of secularization, of going into those other cultures, led him to remove, to destroy his beard and peis. Shaydeze oiker atzmoi legamri mi malchus digdusha, mi chochmotato, me hasogas vemunas Yisrael. Whereby, when a person does that, he tears himself away completely from the Malchus of Kedusha, from Chochmat HaTorah, from Jewish faith, ve'ein lo chelik b'Hashem Yisbarach, u'p'toyrosi ha'kadoshu, u'ba'amo Yisrael HaKadosh. And he shows that he has no part in Hashem, in the Torah, in the Jewish people. Because Rav Nosson is saying, this is what showed that the person was saying, I'm out. And unfortunately, what was the next step? Marrying non-Jewish women, you know. This is what led to, this was the assimilation, by removing those dividers, those things that separated, that marked a Jew as being different from the other nations. That's what led, Rachmanot Zalaylenu, to intermarriage, to the Jews getting involved in all of the non-Jewish businesses and everything, you know, climbing the economic ladder there, Rachmanot Zalaylenu, and everything we saw happen. Unfortunately, it seems that a lot of this is also associated with World War II. What the situation of the Jewish people was at that time in some of these countries. In countries like Germany, where unfortunately there were many, many Jews that had gone this path, that walked away, that didn't want to remain Jewish the way they were before, and they wanted to study, go heavily, heavily into secular studies and secular culture, German culture, the music, the art, and all of that stuff. They wanted to be like them. They wanted to remove the barriers, the differences between the Jews and Lahavdil the Goyim. And unfortunately, we see that this gave such strength to Amalek. I remember Rav Rosenfeld once mentioned one of his shiurim, I believe that Hitler, Tes Lamed Reish is Bigimatria Amalek, almost exactly. So, I don't remember it exactly, something like that. Amalek is 240. Reish Lamed Tes is 239. I don't remember exactly how. Ho Amalek or something like that is Ho Amaleki or something like that is his name, where we see that the Goyim, this nation, this little nation, originally rose to such a level of power, world power, to take on the whole world and to cause, to bring about the death and destruction of so many people, especially such a major, major part of Klal Yisrael, Rachmanu Litzlan.